Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Supernatural Power of the Believer. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I'm glad that you have joined us here today as we look into the Word of God, as the Word of God reveals to us the power that we have as believers, the power that we have as a result of the completed work of Jesus, the power that we have because Jesus has gone to the Father and he has sent the Holy Spirit of the living God to indwell us. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we magnify your name, for you alone art worthy, God. You alone art God, and above you there is none else. We exalt the Word of God above all else. We exalt the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For you did send your Word, and you did heal us, and you did deliver us from destruction. Oh, Father, we praise you. We thank you. We magnify your name. Your word is already anointed, Lord, so I ask that you anoint me, that I might speak forth your word with boldness and accuracy, and that I might speak that you would have us to hear and to know. And in the name of Jesus, we also bind the enemy from interfering in any way, from the word going forth or from the word being received. In Jesus' name, we give you thanksgiving, God, and we call it all done in the matchless name of Jesus. We exercise that power that you've given to us in that name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the righteous run into it and are safe. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Glory to God. So we're looking into this word. God has given you power over all of the works of the enemy. And so we're just going through this word as we go through the word, as we see what the word of God has to say about the power and the authority and the dominion that he has given us, that he has bestowed upon us, hallelujah, as a result of the completed work of Jesus. Well, you know, from the beginning, we said this in lessons past, that in the beginning, before Adam fell, God had given them, Adam and Eve, dominion over all of the earth, authority and dominion they had, until they were separated from God as a result of their sin. And that sin state passed to every man, woman that were born from that point. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. He came and was that perfect sacrifice. You know, before Jesus came, of course, the Lord had Moses and the law, which a man was not able, because of the frailty of man, to follow the law to the letter. And so each year, everybody had to go to the priest, and the priest himself had to cleanse himself before he could pray for the people. And so, at any rate, thank God for Jesus. Glory to God. He completed the work. All of those that received that perfect sacrifice of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, were placed in right standing with God, were reconnected to the power source, hallelujah, reconnected to the power source. And we read first in John 15, which shows us that we are, you know, when we receive Jesus, we are connected. I'm going to read in the Gospel of John 15, 4 through 7, and then I'm going to read in the Gospel of John 14 as Jesus is talking, probably 12 through 17. We'll read down through there in verse 26, but showing that, you know, through Jesus, we're connected to this power source. in the Gospel of John 15, chapter 15, starting at verse 4, and Jesus is talking, it's read in my book. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Jesus is saying, we must stay connected to him. We must stay in that vine. We must stay in that word, because Jesus is the word made flesh. We must stay connected. He says, abide in me. That means that you cannot read the word or hear the word on Sunday and not do anything between Sunday and Wednesday, and then not do anything else between Wednesday and Sunday again. It's a daily walk with him. A daily walk with him, because he says right here, abide in me and I in you, because, see, as you get into this word, as you read the word, as you meditate the word, as you declare the word, confess the word, this is how we abide in him, and this is how we get the word in our spirit, fill our spirit up with the word of God, just like we have to eat natural food, maintain our physical body. We have to eat spiritual food to maintain our spiritual life. Hallelujah. So Jesus, again, here, verse 4 in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, starting at verse 4, we're going to read down through at least verse 7, but it says here, abide in me and I in you as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. In other words, you can't make it without Jesus. Except it abide in the vine. Jesus is that vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Verse 5, Jesus said, I am that vine. I am the vine. And you are the branches. Hallelujah. 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 I am the vine. And you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do no thing. Jesus already said, he's already said, without him, we can do no thing. Hallelujah. I receive you, Jesus. I receive your word. I draw strength from the vine. I draw strength from this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to get in this word, and you got to receive it. I receive this, your word, Jesus, as mine. See, you know, I'm preaching to whoever is listening, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I receive this word as my own. I receive this word in my heart, and I believe that it will bear fruit because that's what Jesus said. I mean, it will cause me to prosper in all that I put my hands to. That's what that means. You will bear much fruit. Hallelujah. And people will be able to look at my life and say there is a difference. Hallelujah. Because God makes a difference between the world and his people. Hallelujah. But we have to get to understanding that it is abiding in him that we get that supernatural strength. It's abiding in him that we get that supernatural power to live above the situations and above the circumstances of life. Hallelujah. I need to pause just a minute and let the callers know that you can call in 213-943-3746. We will endeavor to ask any questions that you might have about the message, or we will endeavor to pray for you if you desire prayer. Again, 213-943-3746. Please feel free to call in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, let's read down again, starting at verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, Jesus is talking. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Isn't it that? He's telling us right there. This is how you walk in the power of God. If you know you're connected to a power source, just like you connect a lamp will not do a thing unless you connect it to the power source. And you consider yourself a lamp, hallelujah. And unless you are connected to Jesus, you can do no thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, you can connect that lamp to the power source, but unless you turn it on, hallelujah, to allow that power to flow, you're not going to do a thing. Same thing Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. That's no thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might say, well, I see a lot of people not following Jesus. They are making money. They are living well. But listen, they're not living in peace. And most of them will go up so high and then fall. The Bible says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Hallelujah. See, they have no peace. And money can't buy everything, whereas the word of God, hallelujah, will supersede anything and everything that may confront you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, or if you abide in me, Jesus is talking, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. He said, you can ask what you will. The Amplified says, if you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your heart, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. This is wonderful. This is a blank check right here. A blank check. Do you need money? Do you need healing? What is it that you have need of? God said, he is provider. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. But this is how you do it. Stay abiding in him. I love this, how the Amplified puts it. If you live in me, meaning that you get into this word every day, you walk this word, you talk this word, hallelujah, every day, abide vitally united to me. See, we can't just read the word or hear the word and say amen and then go out and do however you want to do. No. Listen, he says, if you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your heart. You got to get the word in your heart. You got to hear the word. You got to believe the word. You got to declare the word. When you declare this word and continue to confess this word, it's getting in your heart. It's getting in your heart. In abundance, hallelujah. Your faith is being built. Your faith is being renewed, hallelujah. Growing stronger and stronger, hallelujah. Pushing out that doubt. Pushing out that unbelief, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's continuing in your heart as you declare what God has said. By Jesus Christ, I am healed. I don't care what it feels like, what it looks like. I don't care what the doctor say. I am healed. Why? Because Jesus purchased divine health for me. He took upon me whatever the sickness. He took upon me diabetes. He took upon me, he took upon himself the diabetes. He took upon himself whatever the situation or the circumstance that confronts you. He took himself, arthritis, and all of those righteous brothers. He took on him. He took heart problems. He took all kinds of problems, abnormalities. He took all kinds of sickness and disease and those things that the enemy has tried to bring upon you. Jesus took them on his body. He was that sacrifice. He took everything related to sin and sickness and disease relates to any kind of sickness, any kind of disease, any kind of abnormality relates to the curse. Jesus took them. Hallelujah. So as we get the word in our heart, we can ask whatever you will, and it shall. That word shall means of a surety. Shall be done for you. Not might be, but shall. Surely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And verse 8 says, herein, when we walk in the victory, it says, herein is my Father glorified, that you may, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Hallelujah. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Well, this faith, this is what we're talking about. This faith works by love. And so it says God is glorified when we walk in victory. We want God to be glorified with our lives because he wants us to walk in this power that has already been given to us to live above the situation and above the circumstances of life. Hallelujah. That's powerful. That's powerful. That is powerful. When you ask God for something, you go into a mode of praising and thanking him that it is done. And we continue to praise and thank him for what he's given us. It is after we believe we have received what we asked for, after we believe he has heard our prayer, that God, the Holy Spirit, begins to manifest the work in our lives. Hallelujah. Then the imperishable seed of the word. The word of God is the seed. The word of God is the water that we water the seed. You know, the word of God is what fluffs up doubt and unbelief in anything that's not supposed to be growing in our heart. Hallelujah. 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 And then that word grows, and the word grows, and the word grows, and the word grows, and you speak the word out in faith, and manifestation of that you're believing God comes to pass. Hallelujah. 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 Just a little bit about, you know, how this happened. You know, when Jesus walked the earth with his disciples, he was there to help them in anything that they needed help with. He was there. Jesus went about teaching and preaching and healing the sick. Jesus said, I will do what I hear my Father, see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. So Jesus was led by the Spirit of the living God. Jesus didn't do any miracles until he was endued with power. That's the reason why he told his disciples, don't even go, no. See, when he was here, when Jesus was here, he had given them authority to go out and heal the sick and so forth and cast out devils. But when he said, it's expedient that I go away, but don't you go nowhere. You go to the upper room and you stay there until I send the power. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for sending your mighty Spirit to indwell us and to be here with us as our helper. And Jesus said, and let's read in the Gospel of John chapter 14. And the more you read this, I know I read it all the time, but I don't want to stop, and you don't need to stop. You need to read and reread and reread and meditate this to get it in your heart because you do have a helper. You're never alone. See, I don't care whether nobody lives with you or not, but you're never alone because the Spirit, if you're born again, the Spirit of the living God is on the inside of you. He is a person. He is with you. You're never alone when you have God in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 15 of the Gospel of John says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you. Now, of course, that other comforter is the Holy Spirit of the living God. And we want to read it, this verse in the Amplified. It says here, If you really love me, you will keep obey my commandments. Verse 16, Jesus is talking, and I'm reading Amplified of the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16 now. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, stand by. That's who the Holy Spirit is to us. And we need to acknowledge him and let him know that we appreciate his being here to help us and welcome him to help us in our lives. We need to welcome the Spirit of the living God and acknowledge him. You know, Benny Hinn did a book on Good Morning, Holy Spirit, and we need to reverence his presence, hallelujah, and acknowledge his presence. He's here to help us, and thank God the Holy Spirit can be everywhere at the same time. Don't ever feel like, well, you know, God got too many people. No, if you're born again, you're one of them, and the Spirit of God is on the inside of you, hallelujah. And Jesus said here that Jesus said in another verse, passage, that it's expedient that I go away so that I can send the Spirit of God. And so he has, on the day of Pentecost, that's when the Holy Spirit came into the earth to dwell in man. See, before that, the Holy Spirit would come and do exploits, but he was never indwelling man, because before Jesus ascended to be at the right hand of the Father, before Jesus sprinkled his blood, the Holy Spirit, those people were not saved. But after Jesus went to sprinkle his blood and went to sit at the right hand of the Father, then he was able to send the Holy Spirit. Because the disciples at that time were saved. And so he said, no, you need power to be the witness that I need you to be in the earth. And I'm saying the same thing to you. You need the power to be the witness that God would have us to be in the earth. Now, the power source, the Holy Spirit, has come if you're born again. But if you have not been filled with his power, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, because that's the same. That's what they did in the upper room when they were filled. And God doesn't change. When you ask the Father to fill you with his mighty Spirit to overflowing, you will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you the utterance. This is a prayer, what we call your prayer language, where you can pray that perfect prayer to God, and the enemy can't understand what you're saying. Hallelujah. And sometimes we need to pray like that. A lot of times we need to pray like that. Also, praying in the Spirit, the Bible says, helps our infirmity. And it also says it builds us up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I admonish you to be filled, after you're saved, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And all you do, once you're saved, just ask the Father to fill you to overflowing with the mighty Spirit of God. And, of course, let's just do that now. Those of you who need Jesus in your life, because that's the starting point of all of this supernatural power, it's by Jesus and the completed work of Jesus. So we want to receive that sacrifice, that perfect sacrifice, by asking him to be Lord and Savior of our lives. So repeat this after me. We'll just pause right here and lead you to Jesus. And then ask the Father to fill you with his mighty power. So say this with me if you really mean it and you really want Jesus as your Lord. Say, dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I turn from my past and I turn to you. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart and be Lord and Savior of my life. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died and was raised from the dead so that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Now, Father, fill me to overflowing with your mighty power, with your mighty spirit. As the Spirit of God gives me the utterance and then just begin to speak in other tongues, you won't sound like me. In the name of Jesus. Now, of course, again, you won't sound like me, but the Spirit of God will give you that prayer language. It is by faith that you're saved. It is by faith that you're filled with the power of the living God. If you pray that prayer of salvation with me, then you are saved. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. If you ask God to fill you with his power, the Holy Spirit will give you your prayer language. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you will have to yield your tongue to him. But to speak other than your regular English or whatever the language that you speak. So as you yield to the Spirit of God, he will give you your prayer language. Amen, amen. So let's move on. So we see here Jesus says that he was going to send the Comforter. And the Holy Spirit is our counselor. He's our helper. He's our intercessor. When you don't know what to do, say, Father, teach me. And, of course, God the Father will teach you through his Spirit. And we're going to read that in a minute. He'll be your counselor, your helper. You don't know how to do something or you're not being successful in doing whatever you assigned to do, the Holy Spirit is your helper. He is your intercessor. He prays for you. He is your advocate. He advocates you. See, a lot of times we need an advocate. Thank you, Jesus. He's your strengthener, and he's your standby there to help you. So don't just walk off trying to do things yourself. Recognize the Holy Spirit. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the best way to do anything. And so rely on him. Hallelujah. So then let's read verse 26. Jesus is still talking. He says, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. So Jesus said that he is going to operate in his place, in Jesus' place. Jesus couldn't be everywhere at one time. He had a body, and so he couldn't be everywhere at one time, but the Holy Spirit of the living God can be everywhere at one time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus said he was gonna come in his name, in his place, and he would represent Jesus. Hallelujah. In the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then over in the Gospel of John chapter 16, verse 7 and 13, we're going to read. Verse 7, this is where Jesus said that it was expedient that he go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And then verse 13 says, but in reading the Amplified, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell you whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. Now, see, just like Jesus, I don't say anything but what I hear my Father say, and I don't do anything but what I hear, see my Father do. The Holy Spirit is doing the same thing. He is the Spirit of the living God. So he doesn't have a message of his own. He's going to take the message from God and give it to you. God wants to help us. He set up the means for us to walk in this authority and this supernatural power, but it's done through the completed work of Jesus. It's done by the Spirit of the living God, because he's here. He is that creative force of God. He can create whatever needs to be created in your life. Thank you, Jesus. And it's by you declaring it. See, you got to declare it. For him to create it, you've got to speak it. God demonstrated that from the beginning. In the beginning, it says in verse 2, and the earth was out, Genesis 1, verse 2, says the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved upon the deep. The Holy Spirit of the living God moved upon the deep. What was he doing? Waiting for God to say something. God began to speak, and the Holy Spirit, the creative force of God, began to create. Boom, boom, boom. As God spoke, the creative force moved. Hallelujah. As you speak, the creative force moves. Speak in faith, believing that you have received whatever it is that you've asked the Father for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus, see, whatever you ask for, it's a done deal. See, this is, we're operating in the past tense of God's word. Jesus said, you know, it is finished. When he went to the cross, hanging on that cross, he said, it is finished. So then, he had completed the work necessary for us to walk free of this curse that is in this earth system. See, there is a curse in the earth system, just like there were snakes all around the feet of the people, children of Israel, as they walked through the wilderness. But God had a means. See, and the snakes didn't bite them until they sinned. Well, of course, Adam took care of that sin for us by sinning, by disobeying God, and then that sin nature was passed on to us. And so our way of escape from the effects of sin is through receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior, through being filled with that power, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit coming into us. And we are spirits also. We're in a body, but we are spirits. We're speaking spirits, just like God. We're made in his image. And so as we speak forth the word of God, as we speak forth those things that are good, then the Spirit of God will go into action on our behalf, seeing to it that is whatever we have need of is manifested. That's the reason why the Bible says all of our needs are met according to God's riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need a car, hallelujah. Father, I thank you for my car. I need a car to go back and forth to work, to do, you know, to ministries, to whatever, you know, a car. And this cars are what's needed in this dispensation, this time. And so we say, Father, thank you for my car. Now you need to find out what kind of car you want, if you want a Kia, if you want a Cadillac sedan, if, you know, whatever it is that you have, you desire. See, Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall. See, believe when you pray, and you shall have them, of a surety, because the Spirit of God is working on your behalf. I don't know how it's going to come to pass, but I believe the word of God. I'm working this system. I believe the word of God. Your position is to believe God. Your position is to confess God's word. See, you don't know how God sets up and rearranges things all the time on our behalf. Hallelujah. And so we have to believe. And same thing with a house. You need a house? God, I thank you. Right now, I need a house. My house with my name on the dotted line. And it doesn't mean that you have to go sign up for a 30-year mortgage. No. Listen, God told the children of Israel, they weren't even saved, that you're going to have houses that you didn't build, fruit trees that you didn't plant. He gave them abundance. God has given us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ abundance. Hallelujah. But we must call it forth. We must, by the arm of faith, trust and receive that. That pertains. He says that he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. That's powerful. We are powerful individuals because God has given. It's the past tense. God's word is past tense. We have been redeemed. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We're redeemed from sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and accidents. We're redeemed from lack, poverty, financial defilement, and debt. It is a part of the salvation package. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't this wonderful? Hallelujah. How God loves us so much. He loves us so much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Are the redeemed. And see, we're redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3 and 13. And we can just flip right there for just a second and read that. Hallelujah. I love the word of God because it's true. And God backs up his word. He backs it up. God backs up his word. It says here, Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14, verse 13 and 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth upon a tree. Verse 14, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. See, we just prayed the prayer to receive the power of God, and it's through faith. Through faith that we are saved. Through faith that we receive the power of God. Hallelujah. Through faith. Faith in God. Faith in the true and the living God. Faith in his word. Faith in the completed work of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 29 of this same chapter, Galatians 3:29 says, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. 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 The Amplified reads like this, if you belong to Christ, if we are in him who is Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to the promise. God blessed Abraham. He commanded blessings. Those blessings you find over in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. Those are the blessings. Now, Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 68, those are curses that relate to sin or disobedience to God. And, of course, in this word it says, those things listed and those things that are to come, you know, that may, you know, that the enemy may come up with. We are redeemed from all of it. Jesus completed the work. There ain't none the devil can come up with that we have not been redeemed from. Hallelujah. Listen. You, see, when you choose life, you choosing life for you and your children and your children's children. Deuteronomy 30 verses 19 and 20. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we are redeemed. We are the redeemed. By the death of Jesus, this will, the word of God, is in force. Jesus says to us, as thou hast believed, past tense, so be it done unto thee. With the enlightened eye of our understanding, we behold the superior, the satisfying, and lasting realities of God's spiritual and eternal kingdom. In other words, whatever it is you have need of, Jesus says it's a done deal. And as you behold, hallelujah, whatever it is that you have need of, as you see it with your spiritual eye, hallelujah, It's a done deal. It shall be manifested. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's look at an account in the Old Testament where God had given the people instructions, and it demonstrates the power of those that would believe and do what God says to do. And this is the account of the wall of Jericho, and we'll begin to read here. Now, Jericho was, this is Joshua 6, starting at verse 1. Now, Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, notice, you got to see it with your spiritual eyes before you see it with your natural eyes. See, I have given unto thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. In other words, God is telling him, you know, I'm giving you the victory already. I mean, it's yours. And ye shall compass the city, all ye, you, your men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shall thy do 6 days. Now, God gave some instructions. When God gives us instructions, you know, he wants us to follow those instructions. He wants us to follow them. So he's telling him what to do. He said, go around the city, you and your men of war. Walk around this city, you know, once, and then you're to do that for 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets. So here's what he told them to do. You're going to put the trumpeters out there in front. Then you're going to have the ark of God, which they carried. And then you're going to have the men of valor behind that. And 7 days ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpet. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down. And he didn't just say fall down. Listen. He said fall down flat. Hallelujah. And the people shall ascend up every man straightway before him. Now, God said to Joshua, I've given you this city, but this is what I want you to do. These are the instructions that you need to follow in order to possess that I have given to you. Well, God has given us some instructions throughout this Bible to follow, you know, for various situations and circumstances in order for us to possess the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So obedience is better than sacrifice. And then number 6, and Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram passed on before the Lord. And he blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew the trumpets, and the rear reward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpet. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice. That's a command right there. That a lot of us would have to say something. Talk about walking around this wall. How are we going to beat them walking around it and blowing a trumpet? Well, that's not your business. But those were the instructions of God. And it's up to us to follow. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall you shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about at twilight, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the real reward came after the ark of the Lord. The priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day, they compassed the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Only on the day they compassed the city seven times, it came to pass at the seventh time when the priest blew the horn, Joshua said unto the people, shout hallelujah, for the Lord hath given you the city. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed, when ye take the accursed and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasure of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with the great shout of the trumpet, sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that were in the city, both men and women, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. But Joshua said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she had, as ye swore unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. In other words, that wall fell flat. That was supernatural. It was not natural. They didn't have to go tear down the wall. But the Spirit of the living God, as they were obedient to God, as they did what God told them to do, as they believed God that See, he told Joshua, see the victory. He said, see, I have given you the city. That was before those walls fell. But they followed the instructions of God. And as they went around, and as they did what God said to do seven times, I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of God was working all the time. The Spirit of God was working all the time. The Spirit of God was working all the time. That wall, listen, the Spirit of God was loosening those bricks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when they shouted, listen, that shout was so strong, hallelujah, that speaking spirit, and the Spirit of God moved, boom, that wall fell flat. The Bible says it didn't just fall down. It fell flat. Flat, glory to God. They didn't have to climb over, stumble. It fell flat. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Power in the believer. Now, these people really weren't saved at that time. They weren't saved. But they were obedient to God. And the Spirit of God moved on their behalf. Well, now you are saved. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. You are powerful. Glory to God. And if you abide in him, in his word, you can ask what you will. And it shall be done. What is it that you have need of? Abide in him and ask what you will. And it shall be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't this good news? This is good news. You are a powerful being if you belong to God. You are full of power. Glory to God. The creative force of the living God is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, ask what you will. Oh, glory to God. Because he's already completed. It's already yours. God knew what you were going to need before the foundation of the earth. Listen, if you need a car, God has that car. So you tune in and find out what you should do. You tune in and find out. Because, see, he may send somebody and say, the Lord told me to give you the car. I'm expecting every day somebody to come with my car. I don't know who it is. Not my business to know who it is. But I do know I have my car. You see, I do know that it's not God's will to be encumbered by debt. So I decree and declare a debt-free car. I decree and declare a debt-free house. It's not God's will that I be servant to somebody for 30 years to pay for a house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, I'm not talking about a little house. I'm talking about a nice house. Executive home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, what can you believe for? What can you believe for? Hallelujah. He says, what is it? Ask what you will, and it shall. He didn't say, well, now how big is it? He said, ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Glory to God. Glory to God. He says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. However, there are conditions. It says if you stand praying, forgive if you have ought against any, that your Father who is in heaven can forgive you. But if you do not forgive, then your Father in heaven will not forgive you. And you cannot possess that you've asked for. So faith works by love. Hallelujah. You got to love everybody, even the unlovely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's the word of the living God. You are a powerful being. God has bestowed power upon you. He's given you, he's made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He has bestowed the power of God. You have a power and authority over those things that pertain unto you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I love this story. They encompassed this wall of Jericho seven times, walking around it. Blowing the trumpet, glory to God. And then with a great shout, they shouted, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. With a great shout, hallelujah. We need to do some shouting, glory to God. We need to do some rejoicing, glory to God. We need to do some praising God because it is done. You might not see it right now, but you believe it, that you have received. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. I believe, I choose to believe God, and that's where we have to stay. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God is alive. Hallelujah. He sent his word to heal and to deliver us from destruction. Hallelujah. We are not of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. Glory to God. We operate according to the kingdom of God. Woo. Hallelujah. And the word of God always supersedes what appears in the natural. The word of God supersedes. There's a lump on your body? Know that the word of God supersedes that, and that lump has to go. We command the lump to go from your body in Jesus' name. We command the life of God to flow. We speak to diabetes. We say, go from the people in the name of Jesus. We speak to poverty and we say, go from the people in the name of Jesus. We say, money cometh to us now in Jesus' name. You have need of money to pay your bills. We say, all of our needs are met. We are out of debt. Our needs are met. Hallelujah. And we have plenty more to put in store. We are blessed so that we can be a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is good and his mercy endureth forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're coming to the end here today. We thank God for your listening in. We believe that the word, we know the word of God is true. We believe that you have been blessed, that you have embraced the word. Hallelujah. Let me just pray for you, Father. We thank you for the word that has gone forth. We thank you that the word has gone deep within our hearts and that the word will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. We give you thanksgiving for it, Lord. We thank you that we will walk in this that you have provided through the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. So now you go forth in this day full of the power of God, full of the word of God, and let people see Jesus in your life. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, Father. We thank you for it. You all have a blessed day, and join us tomorrow as we are back here with Healing School. Hallelujah. It is God's will that you walk in health. It's God's will that you walk in wealth. It's God's will that we walk in that power that he's given to us. And so let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get in the word. Let's stay in the word. Let's declare what God has said about us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. See you. Talk to you tomorrow.